Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. Here on this Tuesday, July 24th of 2018. I'm your host for tonight, the Miracle Man, and as usual, I am here at McDonald's here at 1711 South Saginaw Road, just across the road from a Kmart, northwest of Marathon / Admiral and southeast of a disability network of Mid-Michigan office. Now, tonight is going to be a little abbreviated because I have to hit the road to go downstate. So it'll be a little bit shorter tonight. And speaking of downstate, Sonic has their half-off shakes after 8 p.m. every night. And my personal favorite when I go to Sonic and I get a shake, my personal favorite is the peanut butter. And that baby is delicious. I love it. And it's even better at half price. But it is good stuff. And if you're near a Sonic after 8 o'clock at night, by all means, stop in and grab the shake. And it is amazing. You'll be glad you got one. And, of course, you can pair it with one of the amazing sides, like, for example, tater tots, my favorite. And those are some delicious tater tots that Sonic makes. In the area, there's none, like, right in Midland Bay City, Saginaw. Like, exactly, there is one in, like, Saginaw County, but it's at, like, the very end of it. Like, as you're going down 75 going towards Flint, it's in Birch Run. So there's one on Birch Run on Main Street. Right near the Birch Run Freeman Outlets. And then there's one on Miller Road, just east of I-75, exit 117B. There's also one in Lapeer now, on Main Street, right near I-69. Now, the one I always go to is Miller Road. Because to me, that one is special. It really is. And so, probably stopping there to get a shake on the way to my mom's. They do have delicious food there also, but I'll probably just get a shake. But the burgers are very good. In fact, I think they might be better than McDonald's when it comes to some of the burgers. They have corn dogs too, which are really good, but I prefer the ones at Invasion maybe a little bit better, and they have other really good stuff. And as they say, this is how you Sonic. And so I'll probably be going there later. And I forgot to tell you, there's another deal they do from 2 to 4 every day. Happy hour on drinks. That means you can get any one of those slushies or those ocean water thingies, the limeades, or soft drinks for half price. And, of course, my favorite soft drink to get there is the Coke with no ice and vanilla added in. And that vanilla Coke that they have there, oh, man. So, here's the plan for tonight. I'm just checking something here and Matthew real quick. We're going to go to Matthew. Just looking to see what chapter do I want to read tonight. Just skimming, looking at something. I'm going to go to Matthew. We're going to look at Matthew 20 tonight. And then we're going to go to Hebrews 11, as we normally do. Go to Hebrews 11. Generally, we go there every show. Now, I did want to let you know about a couple cool current events coming up. One is that big lunar eclipse on Friday night. Unfortunately, we in this country, those of us who live in this country, will not have the greatest view of the lunar eclipse. It's the longest lunar eclipse in this country. And so it's supposed to be pretty cool, but I don't think it's the same as a solar eclipse, if you want my opinion. Because, as I briefly told you last night, I was there at the city pool last year when the eclipse, when the solar eclipse was taking place. The sun was about 80% blocked out by the moon. And it really was pretty cool. But obviously this is different. Also, well, not related. This weekend is a sales tax holiday weekend in Tennessee. Next weekend, it'll be in Ohio and some other states. And you can get some, you can save money on sales tax on buying clothes, whether it be for school or just for yourself. That's actually a cool thing if you think about it, that if you go buy clothes this weekend, they don't have to be for school in order to get the discounts. In Tennessee, it's this weekend. In Ohio and some other states, it's next weekend. And so it's some pretty cool stuff coming up. Summer's still here. We've been struggling, though, lately with a few cloudy days in a row. Thankfully, tomorrow that's going to break. And tomorrow is only going to be in the mid-80s, but that's the warmest it's going to be until at least the 1st of August. But I'm really hoping for some warmer days again before summer draws to a close, because about a week or two ago, the corner to where we are now, closer to Labor Day than what we are to Memorial Day. So in that sense, summer is more than half over. So you can take that for what it's worth. Now, technology is awesome. That's how I'm able to do this show. And listeners, I want to encourage you to share this show with those you know. Share it. Encourage people to be a part of it. Share it on your Twitter. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your Instagram. Share it on whatever social media you have. Spread the word about this thing, as I'm believing God for it to grow. Go to blogtalkradio.com. That's what you would tell people. You go to blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search box. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. You'll see a link that says Living Large. You click on that link. Once you do that, you'll see a follow button. I want you to hit that follow button, because when you do, you'll get notified when we're getting ready to do our next show. And the plan is that tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do another show. And it will be my one-year anniversary of doing this. And the cool thing about that is that it's on the day of Christmas in July. And I'm really looking forward to it. Yes, there will be 2 Christmas songs sung. I'm looking forward. We want you to remember that it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart thing. Use your cell phone for everything else, so why not use it for something that's going to have an impact? Amen. Now, we have a telephone number that you can call in and be a part and talk to me about generally whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about generally whatever you want to talk about, whether it be about the Bible or God or sports or what type of word Noah used, or what's your favorite thing is at Sonic. The telephone number to call into this program is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and then near the prompt that says to call into the live show, press 1. Then by all means, press 1. My assistant Josh sitting over here, he'll let me know that a caller's calling in and then I'm going to let you on the air. Now, we do have one exception, and that is that we don't talk about politics, really. We don't believe that it breeds life, and so we just generally don't talk about it. You do call in and you insist on talking about politics. I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders that have authority over us, as the Bible says. And I'm also going to tell you to go vote, as it is our responsibility, those of us who are citizens. It's our responsibility to vote. And yes, your vote counts. And anyone who says no, it doesn't, yes, it does. So you got to vote. Now, if everyone can... We're looking forward to having some great calls tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you for this beautiful evening. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord over all. You are the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that we're not just going to study just some book. We're going to learn more of you tonight as we study your word and as I exhort. We're going to learn of your ways. And I claim that you would bless these listeners tonight. I claim that they would be attentive tonight and hear from you. I claim that their minds would be alert and their hearts would be receptive, as these listeners today will be taught the Word of God. And I pray right now that you anoint me tonight and that you use me mightily as I speak. And Lord, I claim that you would help me to speak exactly what you would have me speak tonight. And I give you praise and honor and glory. I claim that you strengthen me. And I give you permission to interrupt me at any time. And Lord, I hereby confess over the show, in the name of Jesus, that finances come to the show, increases in listenership come to this show, new equipment comes to the show, partners who want to get on board and help me come to the show, and most importantly, souls come to this show. People are going to get saved on this show. Salvation, 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 salvation. That's why we do this. To talk about the miracles of God and to see people get saved. As with it being Testimony Tuesday, salvation is a miracle, the greatest miracle of all. And I give you praise and honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. All right. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 20. Praise God. Matthew, chapter 20. And we're going to look at some good stuff in here tonight. And we're going to just take a look. And while you're turning in your Bibles, I want to encourage you to just do whatever I do here. So if I sing, you sing along. You know the words. when I'm reading, you study along with me. So I start praying, and you pray along with me. And as we want you to be participators, not just spectators. And that's how you're going to get the most out of this, is by participating. Praise God. So, I'm in Matthew 20. I'm going to begin reading. You just catch up to me if you're not there. For the kingdom of heaven is like, red letters, Jesus speaking. For the kingdom of heaven is like a lampstand. A landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again at the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came, and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "Those men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I give you. Don't I have the right to do whatever I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first and the first will be last. Verse 17. Now as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, for the Son of Man will be betrayed by the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left hand is not for me to grant. Those places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard about this, they were indignant of the two brothers. And Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first, slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Verse 29. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. But they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do with you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him. All right. Let me just fix something real quick. I'm just gonna just fixing something here that is real quick, and then after that, I'm going to exhort you for a little while. And then, so, we read about Jesus healing these two blind men, but you want to know something crazy? Those people, the crowd, for whatever reason, they did not want the blind people to be bold and yell. And they told them to be quiet. But guess what they did instead? Screamed even louder. You want to know why they screamed louder? They screamed because they were desperate. They were desperate for their miracle. They were desperate for their miracle. You know, when you're desperate, you just gotta, sometimes you just have to get a little closer. Sometimes you have to shout unto God a little louder. Sometimes you gotta pray a little more fervent. When you're in desperation for God to do something. And these men, they were in desperation. I love that they had the boldness to yell even louder, even though the people in the crowd told him to be quiet and pushed him in the corner. But he said, I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to sit here. And he yelled, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. That those two men did this together. And I don't know if they just met up with each other or if they were buddies. Pals, cohorts. The Bible doesn't say. It just says two men. The two blind men. And Jesus stopped and called them. And he asked them, what do you want me to do? The two men said, Lord, that we may receive our sight. They received their sight, and you want to know what those men did? They followed him. They followed him. They followed Jesus. They followed him. And so, let's compare this to church. Early on in the story, the man hears that Jesus is going to be there. And so those two men decide, come on, let's go, let's go. So they go, and they're sitting at the roadside as he's going to teach. And they yell for him, and then he heals them. What if people, instead of just complaining, it's midweek, it's Wednesday night, or it's Thursday night, you know, depending on your church, it's Wednesday night, you get home from work about 5:30 or 6, you gotta leave a few minutes after that to get to church. And, I'm an usher, so gotta be there a few minutes earlier. And, we got a guest speaker, so it's gonna be a long night. We're probably not gonna get out of service until 10 o'clock. 10:30 or 11. And let's go to church. We'll see what happens. Hey. What if instead you changed it to, oh, hallelujah, I'm going to the house of God. You need to come to the house of God. You know, talking to a friend or whatever that they know. Jesus goes to our church. The sight giver will be at the altars tonight. The life giver will be at the altars tonight. The sin forgiver will be at the altars. tonight. And you change that, that's going to draw people who are desperate. And they're going to decide, yeah, I need to be there. And God loves that zeal, that excitement. You got to be expecting God to move. You got to be expecting God to move. And He wants to know that you're asking. He hears you asking. Talks about how faith is the evidence of things hoped. I mean, it's the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. I'm not perfect, but I'm not what I was when I was like 2, 3, having all those seizures, colon cancer, death, barely speak. Had problems with my kidneys. God healed me of those. At about 6, I had warts on my hands, and God healed me of those. When a doctor there in Bay City was cursing my God, that didn't keep God from working. He still worked. My hands got healed. I am living proof. I am living evidence that God heals. But I'm not the only one. I'm far from the only one. This night about Jaden. Vicky, pastor's wife. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Within 42 days, it was removed. She was healed. Living proof that Jesus is a healer and that He is the miracle worker. And there's many others that I could take time to talk about and testify on the goodness, the greatness of our God. But, our God is so good. He's great, and His mercies are new every day. Every single day. They never dry up. They never grow old. Never. He's always in charge. Always in charge. And I thank my God for that. That He is always able. And He will do what He said He would do in His word. Let's see what time it is. All right. I've just been thinking lately of the goodness of God. And just how awesome He is. Just take a minute and meditate. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for who you are. I worship you and praise you because of who you are. Amen. Amen. Now, doctors will call something meditation, but sometimes they'll think of it as something different. But it's awesome to just take time here and there to meditate in the Word of God. The Bible tells us, meditate in the Word day and night. So you got to meditate. What that means is you just take time, think about it. And you just get away from all distraction. And you just meditate, think about God. Amen. And when you're in that desperate hour, another thing you should do when you're in this place of desperation and you're just going to take some time to pray and read some verses, let me tell you what you can do. Turn off that phone for a little while or hide it somewhere. Get your Bible out. Get in your prayer closet and pray. Read your Bible. Because with your paperback Bible, non-digital Bible, you can't check the weather with it. You can't find out what the Tigers did with it. You can't all this other crazy stuff with it. You can't text with it. You can't go on Facebook with it. Can't watch YouTube videos with it. Can't make phone calls with it. Just paper on the Word of God. That's all that's in it. And when you're in your darkest hour, even in general, when we're having devotions, we need to turn off the distraction. If you leave your TV on for white noise, at least during time of devotion, turn it off. This ain't a prison. Leave it on if you want it. But if you just want to be able to hear from God and not have all these distractions, you got to shut those things off. Turn off the TV. Turn off or hide the cell phone. Have the laptop put away where you can't get to it right then. Just have it so that it can be just you and God. And by the way, this is the test. Notifications are the most powerful, anointed gift from God you could ever have. Thank God for those notifications that you get on your phone. Wait a minute. Does it say that? Wait a minute. Oh, notifications are not anointed. No, notifications are not anointed because I was being funny about the notification thing, but in all seriousness, when you hear all that ping and ding and those other alerts, you get on your phone, your phone's ringing, even if you don't answer it because you're praying, it gets distracting. Turn it off or hide it. Because you got to have that time with just you, God, and your Bible. So that you can pray and you can study the Word of God. And this is for all of us. This isn't just for those of us who are desperate. If you're desperate, do it even more so. But even if you're not super, super desperate, God wants you to have a relationship with Him. It'd be like if I invited a certain person a game or a party or something, and this person just decides they're just going to sit on the phone the whole time and not give me any attention whatsoever. God don't want that. He wants a relationship with you. So, got to lay aside distractions. And even other things that are trying to get in the way. Friends. Want to do something right now? No, not right now. I'm going to pray and read my Bible. Maybe in a while. You got to have that undistracted time where it's you and God. You have to. And so, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to do a quick sports update. Dear Jesus, thank you for this word that went forth tonight. I thank you that we would all get a handle on this and would understand it. We would all get it within our spirits. We would all take this to heart and digest it. Thank you for this miracle you did in healing those two men. Thank you, Lord God, that we would have more zeal for you and that we would draw closer to you. Thank you, Lord God, that you'd help us in this area. And we're going to work on the distraction thing. And when it's time to pray and read our Bible, we're going to let go of the distractions so it can get closer to you as revival is coming. And the people have to pray in order for revival to occur. And I thank you, Lord, for this word tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Thank you for putting up with me. I hope you still like me after what I said about the phones and stuff, but I felt like it needed to be said, so I said it. And when I'm reading the Bible and exhorting you like this, I'm flowing by the Holy Ghost. I read my Bible and stuff, but when I'm exhorting, there's a reason why right there, live on the show, that God would show me what to say. That is so that I can be led by the Holy Ghost. and not just be led by my own head. Now, with that, we are going to switch gears. The Detroit Tigers last night were able to beat the Royals, last night, by a score of 5-4. They got 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to get them ahead, including a walk-off. A walk-off RBI from James McCann. So that was pretty cool that James McCann was able to get that. He's one of the Tigers that have been in a bit of a drought, hadn't been producing as much. So it was good to see him get that walk-off. And that shows you can do some things when you're able to have that kind of an impact in a game. And, of course, it is a team sport, which means the team works together. You're up bat. Let's see what you can do. And it's a team sport. It really is. And tonight, Tigers play Kansas City again. This time it's an 8:05 start. Maybe it's 8:10. Excuse me. You can listen to it on 107.1. No, that's Detroit area. Up here, you can listen to it on 790 AM WSGW. Or on 104.9 FM WQBX. And so with that, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow night for our 1-year anniversary. Good night, everybody.